Look at this female figure. Doesn't she seemingly radiate calm and contentment? Her diadem and pointed crown identify her as a goddess. We don't know which one, as her arms, hands, and other attributes are missing. Depictions of pairs of deities are common in Cambodian temples, such as Vishnu and his consort Lakshmi, or Shiva and his spouse Uma. Unfortunately, nothing is known about the original context of this sculpture. Her white tiara is richly decorated with rosettes and leaf-shaped ornaments. The skirt, wound around her hips, has a wide overlap and a section draped down the front like the tail of a fish. Unusually for such figures, the delicate folds of the garment aren't represented through simple incised lines, but crafted three-dimensionally. No other decoration has survived. As with many other stone sculptures from the Angkor period, this figure may also once have worn removable ornaments of gold and precious stones. Worshippers could earn merit by giving precious gifts for the deities to wear. This sculpture, standing a bit more than 1 meter in height, was carved in sandstone in the mid-12th century AD, at a time when a revival of 9th and 10th century styles was occurring. This explains the somewhat archaically stiff posture.